This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 292, The Secret to Doing What You Love, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm Dan, I am your personal narrator and your host here at Optimal Startup Daily. Welcome back, and if you happen to be new here, this is where I read to you every single day, including weekends and holidays, from some of the best blogs we can find on entrepreneurship. Is your Wi-Fi slowing down at the office or when you're working from home? Then it's time for you to upgrade your Wi-Fi. Netgear's business Wi-Fi 6 products, like their Orbi Pro Mesh systems and Wi-Fi 6 access points, represent the latest in Wi-Fi technology. The world runs on Wi-Fi. With Netgear Wi-Fi 6 business solutions, you get the very best Wi-Fi performance, security, and coverage to keep you connected, whether you're at the office, working from home, or on the go. Visit netgear.com/business and use code OPTIMAL10 at checkout to save 10%. And we're going to get right to it today as we hear from James Altucher and optimize your life. The Secret to Doing What You Love by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. I came to LA because I write films, the Uber driver told me. I wrote a movie about kids in a ghetto trying to survive. We were just going a few blocks. I was lazy and didn't feel like walking. So far, I had a meeting at CAA. Do you know who they are? He looked in the mirror at me. I said yes. And now my manager got me a meeting at Paradigm, he said. So I'm hopeful. I just drive this Uber to make money while I wait for my film to be made. Instead of driving an Uber, as long as you have a manager, why don't you try to write for TV? I said. Only a few movies are made each year, but there are so many more outlets for TV now that Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and even Apple are doing original programming. I could do it, he said. I even have a contact at, and here he named a show I can't remember, who said he would hire me right away, but my heart is in cinema. I will only do cinema. Boom. Failure. Cinema. I'm sorry. A friend of mine is a DJ, but she makes no money. She works on her music, but also has a job at a clothing store to make money. I said to her, why don't you DJ at weddings or bars? Get your name out there so people can find your music. Or you can even play your own music, and if you do a lot of events, you might find someone who wants to take you to the next level. She's been working on her music for almost 20 years. She said, I just want to stick to my own music. If I DJ at a wedding, I have to play other music. Boom. Failure. Just. I'm sorry, no judgments, but they're making it hard to do what they love. Understanding the art of the transition is the key. It's not beginning, work hard, success, end. It's taking each thing, moving it into the next, repeat, success. Jesse Itzler, who was on my podcast after writing Living with Seal, was a rapper in the early 90s. His rap name was Jesse James. Check out the video for his song, Shake It Like a White Girl. At the time, it was Jesse versus Vanilla Ice, and Ice sort of won, or sort of didn't. Who can judge? He didn't want to fail, so he started making and producing songs for sports teams. He built an entire company out of making theme songs for sports. His music is heard anytime you walk into a stadium now. He sold that company for millions, started Marquee Jets after that, and sold that for millions to Berkshire Hathaway. He leveraged one interest into the next. He owns the Atlanta Hawks now. I'm sure if he wanted to try rapping again, he could do it. Did he give up on his dreams? No, he is living the dream. I wrote 4 unpublishable novels in the early 90s. I wrote maybe 100 short stories. I would send out 20 or 30 submissions a day to agents, publishers, literary journals, everywhere. 100% rejection. Hundreds of rejections. And I didn't do anything cute like wallpaper my room with rejections. I was simply depressed and rejected. But I figured, let's do something with this. I got a job at HBO. I started pitching TV shows. They said no and no and no. Okay, I leveraged that into starting a website development company that focused on entertainment clients. HBO was the first client, and then Miramax, Universal, BMG, Sony, New Line, People, etc., etc. I sold that company for millions. I went into the financial business. Eventually, I started writing about finance. I started another company in the business that involved a lot of my writing. Sold that for millions. Started another company and another company. 18 books later, I just started another novel. Your heart is in fiction, an agent recently told me. You should write there. We'll represent you. Okay, I will. Transitions are the key. There's no such thing as I love this, and then ABC, and success happens. There's no beginning, middle, end, where end equals success. That rarely happens. Maybe it happened to two people in life, Larry Page and Bill Gates. Two out of billions. I wish I was Larry Page. Maybe I'm jealous of him. Here's how it happens. End, bitter end, horrible end, confusing end, why, and end. Middle, confusion, fog. What do I do now? Ideas, depression, fog, bad idea after bad idea, and then, finally, good idea. In the middle, you take the old, you tweak it, you try it in different ways, you work it. Beginning, the seeds planted for many new things, all generated as a combination of your ideas and your past loves. Success. Repeat. Don't outsource your self-esteem to only one outcome. Then, you are a slave to a future you can't predict. If Jesse Itzler did that, he still might be making YouTube rap videos in his mom's basement. If I did that, I'd probably be writing bad novels and living in a homeless shelter in Pittsburgh. If Ev Williams did that, instead of starting Twitter, he'd still be working on a platform for podcasters. Respect the transition. Ending, fog, beginning. The foggy scenes are the most suspenseful in the movie. They keep us on the edge of our seats. I hope my Uber friend remembers that. You just listened to the post titled, The Secret to Doing What You Love, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. As you know, first impression is important in the business world, and having a functional website helps establish a great first impression. However, creating a consistent content calendar and constantly publishing new content is a tedious task. So what can you do to impress your audience and increase your brand awareness? This is where BKA Content comes in. BKA Content is a content writing agency with 10-plus years of experience that does all the heavy lifting for you. They'll take over the responsibility of doing keyword research, brainstorming relevant topics, and writing the content for you. To make it work for you, they offer different size packages depending on the volume of content you need. Now, you can just focus on your strengths in other areas and have your blog posts delivered directly to your inbox, fully ready to be published, and watch your web traffic grow. If you need help with content writing, go to bkacontent.com/OSD to learn more and get your free month of blogs. That's bkacontent.com/OSD to learn more and get your free month of blogs. And thank you to James for letting us share his work here today. He has founded or co-founded over 20 companies and published 20 books. He's also a contributor to the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, TechCrunch, and the Huffington Post. And you can hear him interview a bunch of talented people on his very own podcast, The James Altucher Show. And speaking of podcasts, we've got 6 of them here in our network, and 5 of them have a format just like this one, narrating articles to you for free. So if you like this idea of blog posts being put into audio form for you, check out our other shows, which cover personal development, finance, health, relationships, and more. Just search for Optimal Living Daily, wherever you're hearing this show, to find all of our podcasts, or you can always come by oldpodcast.com to learn more. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.